back, folks. John Burton, show presented by Omni National Hotel, Goggin, Coldwell, Patton Cook. We're hanging out here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Associated Press writer, Hall of Famer, Teresa Walker with us every Monday right now. Hello, Teresa. How you doing?
Morning, T.
I'm doing pretty good. Probably not as good as the Titans right now, but, you know, I'm doing okay.
Hey, I had the Titans minus 21. Big deal.
Yeah, we all saw 27-3 coming yesterday, right, T?
I'll say this. I said on a couple shows later in the week that I thought the Titans would win. And I thought that, you know, because the Chiefs defense, I mean, I'm sorry, you're giving up 29 points a game. That's not good. And, you know, comparatively better than the Titans defense, as strange as, and we're not used to hearing that. But yesterday, no, did not see that coming. Guys, this is an offense that had, you know, a team that had scored 20 points in the first quarter all season. And one of those touchdowns was, you know, Kevin Byard's, fumble return in Jacksonville. So the offense was responsible for 13 points over six games, and they go into yesterday and, you know, 14 points, just simple domination, particularly in that first quarter. I mean, think about it. I mean, you know, you have the opening drive cast by Derrick Henry, and you know, credit Todd Downing, Ryan Tannehill for getting, you know, the guys that we thought were going to make this offense run, A.J. Brown, Julio Jones, Derrick Henry. And, you know, Henry caps it off with the touchdown pass out of the Wildcat. And I really want to see that play run again because Ryan Tannehill was wide open out on the left side, right? So I got a feeling we may see that again at some point in the future. And then the second drive was even more impressive. You know, they're backed up at the, you know, and end up going 97 yards. And the key play in that one was the 46-yard pass to A.J. Brown that was initially called an incompletion. And it's like the instant I saw that, it's like, it's a catch. He got the ball. He took two steps. He goes down, and the ball goes out of bounds.
He took four steps, actually, I think, T.
Exactly. Ask Dez Bryant, you know, if that was a catch. And, you know, for all the fussle that was, you know, the NFL came back and eventually said, you know, yeah, that was a catch. So, you know, and they, you know, Vrabel challenges it, wins the challenge, which, you know, Vrabel doesn't challenge a lot for the, you know, some calls because he understands that sometimes you're not going to get them to overturn things. But this was so, you know, obvious that, you know, with, you know, got him to look at it and it's like, yeah, messed up. That's a catch. And then caps it off with a TD pass to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, 133 yards receiving yesterday after not being able to practice Wednesday, Thursday because of continuing issues with food poisoning. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill, guys, he completed the last 10 passes Monday night against the Bills and then completed his first 11 passes on Sunday. You know, it just feels like this offense is really starting to click together. You know, maybe some moving parts. You know, there's been injuries. There's been this. There's been that. Todd Downing, first-time coordinator with this team, you know, trying to just get everything into a rhythm. They certainly came together in that first half. And then defense. I mean, think about it. Four sacks and three turnovers against that offense. They never let the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes start, you know, pulling off his, you know, his magician moves where, you know, finding guys open and getting the ball down the field. They made his day miserable, so miserable that, you know, after that fourth sack, he was just laying there on the ground. He needed a minute. And then Andy Reid's like, you know what, I'm not going to risk him anymore, you know, and wave the white flag and sending in Chad Henning. So if you were at that game, watching that game, I hope you enjoyed it because those don't happen in the NFL very often.
You know, several things. I like that they came out in rhythm. You knew that the Chiefs and exactly what they did, they were going to sell out to stop Henry. 29 carries for 86. I think his longest was, what, 11 maybe?
Like 11, 12 yards, something
14,
like that.
Something, I don't know, in that range. No big break like we often see. But and then, Bo, coming out in rhythm, 21 of 27, 270 for Tannehill, a 105 passer rating. But the Chiefs never really adjusted to that. And just weapons everywhere, and certainly A.J. Brown. And I think what we're going to see with Julio, some big moments early. Julio Jones needs to be healthy in December and January, not necessarily in September and October. So I think this is about what we're going to see for Julio Jones until we get down the stretch.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, he made some big catches, and, you know, and then, you know, don't You know, it's like having a Ferrari. You don't have to take it to the grocery store all the time, right? You want to take that out when you're going out for a nice drive, and then you put it in the garage a little bit, polish it up, and keep that engine tuned up. So, but we did see what we needed to see out of A.J. Brown yesterday was, you know, that's the game that, you know, the last 2 years absolutely made us believe was not just possible, but, you know, you get greedy for it. You want to see A.J. Brown doing that more often. I mean, guys, looking at a picture, I'm writing my analysis, of the Titans today, and as I look at the picture of him on that touchdown, the DB had his arm in there. You know, he had that left arm right up in there trying to break up the catch, and A.J. Brown still holds on for the ball, for the touchdown. I mean, that's what, you know, and that's the difference. That's what the Titans, for so many years, did not have. The number one receiver who, when you throw him the ball, he's going to catch it, and he's going to score. And you know, we saw that yesterday out of A.J. Brown. He looked more like himself yesterday than maybe he has all season. So, you know, and yes, you've got that threat of Julio Jones using some, and, you know, but Greg, I can't disagree with you. I mean, you know, this is a team, you look at the standings today, especially in the AFC, Cincinnati, Las Vegas Raiders, those are teams that have, you know, they're having to deal with playoff pressure that they're not used to, particularly the Bengals, right? And this is where the Titans, with their experience, having been to the playoffs the last 2 years with Mike Vrabel, three of the last four overall, this is where you can start to, build some momentum and take advantage of that experience. And, this is probably why the Jets game may end up hurting in December when it comes down to seeding. But, you know, it's also a good point in that one thing, Titans didn't get too excited yesterday because while they know that they just beat the Bills and the Chiefs within 6 days, they also remember that Jets loss, and that could be a very helpful thing as we move into the second half of the season.
Teresa Walker at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter, Associated Press. John Robinson, and rightfully so, when players are bust, it comes right to his lap. But then when again, he pulls people off the scrap heap and they hit. This time last week, Greg Maben was on the practice squad for the Cardinals. Of course, he had been here earlier. Bobby Hart on the practice squad for Buffalo. Both of those played significant minutes yesterday, and they weren't even on the team until Wednesday. So Dane Cruikshank sighting as well.
Yeah, he played really well yesterday.
Dane Cruikshank led the team in tackles yesterday. Bobby Hart played 42 snaps.
Yeah.
Think about that. You don't have Taylor Lewan because of the concussion. Kendall Lamb comes in, turns an ankle, and suddenly you're turning to a guy that you just brought in on Wednesday, and they managed to. Think about this, the way those guys, you know, Roger Saffold went down a couple times, Nate Davis, you know, went to the sideline, and yet they just keep finding ways to mix and match and get pieces in there. And, Ryan Tannehill is no longer the most sacked quarterback in the NFL. He can see it from there. I think he's won off of that. But, you know, they're finding a way to do what they need to do offensively despite a revolving door on the offensive line, which, credit to Keith Carter and yes, that front office for finding people who can come in and contribute immediately.
T, what about Mahomes? You know, I've been hearing the rumblings, underground rumblings have been the league has figured him out. If you play that cover two shell, man underneath, make him sit in the pocket and, you know, think like a quarterback instead of a spectacular athlete with a rocket arm, you can beat him. And we saw that yesterday. You know, it's, you know, from what I'm hearing is don't blitz him. He wants you to blitz because he knows he's got one-on-one. When you play that cover two shell, he has to think, and it's pretty obvious, A, he doesn't trust his offensive line, and B, I can't believe I'm saying this, but he looks a little skittish in the pocket, and not just this game. I've seen it in other games too.
Well, he is tied with Trevor Lawrence for the most turnovers in the NFL this season, you know, through seven games. I mean, he's got the most interceptions that he's had. He's had one interception in the last 6 weeks. And, I mean, this is a guy who had not turned the ball over the last couple years, right? You know, he had nine interceptions already. It's a little crazy at this point, right? But here's the thing. It feels like Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl showed the NFL the way, right? You know, remember Die Hard 2? You know, that one, you know, that blows up the bad guys and the flyer shows the rest of the planes how to land. Well, the Bucs seem to have shown the rest of the NFL how to attack and defend Patrick Mahomes. The Buffalo Bills on that Sunday night game a couple weeks ago, Leslie Frazier did not blitz once. And that's the thing. Why blitz? I think the Titans may have blitzed once yesterday, and yet they still got four sacks and plenty of pressures. They got after him, and they kept him there. And you saw that. I mean, JB, I think you're right, because you watched him, and, he's used to running out and finding someone open and flicking the ball and making magic happen. And, he throws the ball to the receiver, and yet David Long's there to get a hand in on it. And because he was running, it's not easy for linebackers and DBs to plaster guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jack Rabbit Jenkins told us last week, the key to this guy is you've got to plaster on the receivers. Well, they did that, and he tips the ball, and Rashawn Evans makes a great catch. And then Kevin Byard, when Patrick Mahomes is running out there with the ball, not great ball security. He had the hand on the ball, but he didn't have it tucked up against, 3 points of pressure, what coaches want. He didn't have that. He had one. And Byard comes in there and just bats that ball out of there. And then from that point on, they were playing catch-up. And any team trying to play catch-up, you've made them one-dimensional. That's what the Titans did yesterday. And, he ended up with 206 yards passing. Meaningless stats in the end, because the only thing that mattered, 27-3. The first time in Patrick Mahomes' career that they did not get a touchdown on the board offensively. That's how good the Titans defense played yesterday.
Did you say you put plaster on a receiver?
I don't think I can cover anybody.
Okay.
T, you mentioned Kevin Byard. What about him, man? Well, last three games, the scoop and score against Jacksonville and the interception, big interception in the Monday night game against the Bills. You mentioned the caused fumble he had yesterday on Mahomes. It looks like he's back to being that ball hawk Kevin Byard that we're used to seeing, where the ball finds him and he's making plays after what was a really frustrating year for him and his entire defense last year.
Doing what he's paid to do.
Exactly. Yep. It paid very well, I might add.
Paid very well, but, the impressive thing is with the changing faces in that secondary.
Yeah.
Last year it was even worse last year, right? And it almost felt like maybe he was trying to overcompensate at times. He kind of recovered and remembered exactly what he does and what he does best. And he's being himself even as the faces around him keep changing in that secondary. And, it's been impressive to see. That's his instincts. I mean, his instincts back to MTSU. He has a nose for the ball, and he gets around it, and he breaks things up. And if he's not catching the ball, so it's fun to watch him. I mean, he's tied for third. It's a knot with three interceptions in the NFL right now. But even though he didn't get a pick yesterday, he certainly created a turnover yesterday. And the Titans, who turnovers were a big problem for him. Team that led the NFL in turnover margin a year ago. Well, they're climbing their way back up now. They're at minus one. If not for the interception, they would have been even. But that's got them into the middle of the pack of the NFL after being down near the bottom. So, and if you want to talk about the bottom, the Chiefs, thanks to the three turnovers against the Titans, they're down there at the bottom, kind of looking up at the rest of the NFL with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
They're going to be lucky to get a wild card this year.
The Chiefs?
Yeah.
It's early.
Listen, I had this conversation with my husband last night. These are the five-time defending AFC West champs. They've played in the AFC Championship game the last 3 years, back-to-back defending AFC champs. You can't count them out. But, JB, you mentioned that offensive line. As much as Tennessee Vol fans love to see Trey Smith starting at right guard, he's starting next to another rookie at center. And while they've spent all this money on Tyreek Hill, all these guys that they've given money to, the offensive line is showing some issues, and you mentioned Mahomes not seeming that confident in his offensive line. When I look at the schedule for the rest of the Chiefs season, and I see Green Bay, Dallas, two games against the Raiders, another game against the Chargers, who's already beat them this year, I can't see. I think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs this year.
Wow. Yeah.
So I might be wrong. But
Colts,
I don't think they make it.
Colts on Sunday looked pretty good last night in a driving monsoon and got the job done there. And with Taylor emerging as the running back, right now he's one of the top five running backs in the league. And it's a pick'em game Sunday. And the thing about it is you could put some distance, but if you lose to the Colts, they're only one game back.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously with nine games to play. So I'm just saying this is – Don't throw a parade. What Vrabel and I think everybody, every player came out.
Vrabel sounded pissed off yesterday at the press conference.
And every player, I guess, said this. We didn't win the Super Bowl today. I guess that was the note that they handed out.
And that's a good attitude to have. You haven't accomplished anything yet.
But Indy Sunday will not be easy.
Well, it's an absolutely crucial game on Sunday because, as you mentioned, you lose, and all the momentum of having won three straight, five of the last six, you know, all the panache of beating the Bills and the Chiefs, then that kind of disappears when you know, because suddenly you're in a fight in the division again. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, yes, I know the Titans won the last 2 years up in Indianapolis, but, you know, I think Titan fans with longer memories remember the misery that the Colts have often caused the Titans over the last two decades. So go up there, get a win. You know, this four-game stretch that they're in, you know, you've assured yourself of going .500. But if you can get at least three wins going into L.A. That Sunday nighter against the Rams in another week, that's what you want to be doing as the Tennessee Titans. They can't let up the gas right now because guess what? Look around the rest of the AFC. Nobody else is either.
Teresa Walker at Teresa M. Walker on Twitter every Monday with us. Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Greg and Jonathan.
See you. Thanks, T.
I twirled the T again. Yeah.